The years Stepan Stowe grows older in the margins. His pen still walking London, as if it were a garden that had misplaced its fence. He gathers rumors and bursts, meteors and drownings, a king's temper, a queen's jaw, the geography of frost on river steps. Now and then he writes simply. There was great joy in the city. And it is true, carts of oranges arrive that seem to redeem a doctrine, and the smell of them becomes policy. Jugglers invent new first principles with knives. Lovers mistake each other correctly. The river approves and carries the news to sea where news is late and unimportant. At last, Stowe writes himself thin. He leaves his pen asleep on a day where nothing remarkable occurred except brain and bread, which is to say everything. The lover closes like a gate on hinges that will outlive us all. Still, when I walk the wharf at evening and the barges talk under their breath, I feel the annals pulse in the planks. The city repeats itself with variation, a fugue for brick and salt. Far out the long body turns playmaking lore. Lore allowing play. Between them the chronicle continues, not measured in rains, but in the specific warmth where a hand catches a falling sleeve. In the exact height of flame in a pageant torch, in the weight of a loaf bought after sermon and carried home through lanes that know your step. I carry Stowe's carefulness like a coin rubbed thin in the pocket. I spend it on noticing. Here a boy ties a rope with a knot that has never failed. Here a woman lifts a pail, and the river lifts with it. Here the bell of bough persuades the hour to be gentle. Here a shoal of eels writes cursive through the market while a cat reads aloud. Night kneels to fasten the city's straps. The Thames breathes once more. Long and even the creature's breath answers. A warm cloth laid over the brow of stone. We sleep catalogue, love not personally, but thoroughly. And in that thoroughness the body learns again the oldest civic oath. To rise. To labor. To feast when called. And to keep a small lamp burning for strangers at the river's edge.